In the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the fifth Sunday of the blessed month of Tul. When it is the fifth Sunday of any Coptic month, usually the gospel is about the feeding of the multitude. In the first 6 months of the Coptic year, we read from St. John, and in the other 6 months, we read the same passage from the Gospel of St. Luke. And it is very interesting for us to know that the passages about eating in the Bible was more than 700 passages. And you remember that even the first commandment that was given to man was about eat and not to eat. And we can also trace this subject, eating, in the Bible, and it gives us many interesting things to watch. For the miraculous feeding of people, we have the miracle of today, where the Lord fed 5,000 men, their wives and their children, with only 5 loaves and 2 fish. And this was repeated again when the Lord fed 4,000 men with their families. In the Old Testament, we all also remember how the Lord took care of the Israelites in the wilderness. For 40 years, He gave them food from heaven, and He gave them water from a rock to drink. And also, we watch this miraculous way of how God could feed His people with Elijah the prophet, when he flee from the face of Ahab the king. God ordered him to stay beside a river for 3 years. And he was delivering food to him through a raven, coming to him every day in the morning and in the evening with bread and meat. So this issue about how God can feed His people, we can see many miracles in the Bible, how God takes care of that. Eating also, or the feeding, was said in a mysterious way in the Bible that till now maybe we cannot conclude exactly what is the meaning of that. We all heard in the book of Genesis and in the book of Revelation about the tree of life, that after Adam and Eve fell and ate from the forbidden tree, God ordered an angel with a sword of fire that he would guard the tree of life so Adam and Eve will not be able to eat and live forever while they are in the state of sin. We read about the same tree in the book of Revelation, the last book of the New Testament, that God promised whoever will conquer, God will give him to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the garden, or midst of the paradise. So the issue of eating is something which we have actually to pay attention to it, because it has a great significance actually when we look at how God looked at this issue throughout all the Bible. Eating was involved also in many sins. From the biblical point of view, we can see that, of course, and we remember that Adam and Eve, their first sin was that when they ate from the forbidden tree. Of course, this is the most famous sin where eating was involved. We also can see Esau. He is giving his birthright to his brother because he lusted for stew that was cooked by his brother Jacob. عيسو باع البكورية بتاعته برضو علشان خاطر موضوع الأكل ده. And also, these two sins was committed, Adam and Eve and Esau, was committed when the people ate, either when they were instructed not to eat, and secondly, when they sold their birthright, he sold his birthright in return for food. But also in the New Testament, the Lord is telling us about sin of not to eat. When he invited the people in the parable of the Great Supper, and they did not want to come, The master got so angry and said that neither of those who were invited will be allowed to eat or taste of my food that I prepared for them. So here in the New Testament, we find eating here is involved in a sin, and the sin here was not to eat. And of course, we will come to this and what's the meaning of it. Still till now, eating is involved in many sins that we might fall into through eating or not to eat. I will give you four examples. The first one is the sin of gluttony, الشرح أو النهم. Actually, this is a sin. And gluttony means that somebody to ingest more than the need of his body. And when the Pharisees were criticizing the Lord because he were eating with the Pharisees, with the sinners, they said about him that he is gluttony. He is the one who eat and more than what he needs. It was said even by the fathers of the church, those who went to the wilderness and stayed all of their lives fasting, that gluttony is the mother of adultery. If we start to give up our will in return for eating, just enjoy eating, this might lead us that we might be more susceptible to the sin of lusting and adultery. Gluttony actually by itself is something which is, as we all know, that is not a favorable characteristic of anybody. And because of this, some people are not able to fast. They cannot control their desire to eat. So this might lead that they cannot fast. You hear this from some people, you say that I cannot live for like a week without eating meat. Because of this gluttony, we might be more susceptible to more forms of lust. Another sin where eating is involved is when we worry too much about what to eat. The Lord, he warned us that don't worry about what to eat or what to drink. He will provide. And he said how he is feeding even the birds from heaven without these birds making any effort to get their food. So worries about what to eat is sometimes we all share in that. What tomorrow I have to secure my food. I have to secure the food for my family. All of these miraculous ways where the Lord fed his people was given to us. So we should not worry about tomorrow. He will provide. Another sin where eating is involved is when we care about feeding the bodies and we ignore the food of the spirit. The human being is not only flesh. Every one of us is body and spirit and soul. And for each element, we have to pay attention to the feeding. We have to know that the spirit has its food, the soul and mind has its soul, has its food, and also the flesh has its food. When we take care only of the flesh and we do not pay attention to the spirit and its food, then here we are committing a sin. And what is the food of the spirit? It's the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ when we eat it in a worthy way or manner. Another sin where eating is involved is when St. Paul warned us about when we come to the church and eat and drink the Lord's body and drink his blood in an unworthy manner. So here we come and we eat, and eating here is considered as a sin. It is not something that we are braced for. When we come and we are not still repentant, when we come and we do not understand that this is the body and this is the blood, when we come to the church and we do not respect the sacrament, all of this would be an eating which is considered as a sin. On the contrary, we can find in the Bible also good examples for eating. In the book of Genesis, chapter 24, we read about Abraham's servant. His name is Eliezer. And this man, his master, asked him to go and search for a wife to his son Isaac. And because this man was so much determined to fulfill what he has been ordered, when he went and met with Rebecca and her family, they offered him food. But he said to them, I will not eat until I will go back and accomplish what my master have asked me to do. And here, this reflects that this man cared more about his mission, about his goal, more than caring about eating and drinking. Sometimes we not only care only about eating, but we define our mission in life is that we live to eat. This man, Eliezer, gave us a lesson. It is not a sin to eat, but it's the sin that you live to eat only. He had a mission to accomplish before he start thinking about what to eat and what to drink. Another good example for this issue or subject of today, which is eating, is Daniel the prophet. This man was a young man taken captive to Babylon, and he was tested, he and his fellows, for 3 years. They were given the food and deliciousness of the king Nebuchadnezzar. And he put in his heart not to defile himself by eating the food of the king or his deliciousness, because basically, usually the food of the kings were to be offered to idols. This man, through not eating what was given to him, gave us a lesson, is that when I put in my heart to obey God, I should not seek after excuses. He could have said that I am a captive, I don't have my own will to choose, and through eating I will be tested, and I have no other choice, I cannot say no. But this young man, he stood and said to the chief of the eunuchs, who was entrusted to give him the food, that I will not eat from the deliciousness of the king. Please give me vegetables to eat for 10 days and examine me. If you see that I'm not doing fine with my food, then you can do whatever. And because of his faithfulness to God, even in the land of captivity, God gave him grace, gave him health, and gave him wisdom and knowledge before the king, and he was chosen to work at the king's palace. He obeyed God, he did not find an excuse for himself. Daniel is an example that we should be all looking at when it is time to fast. We can find to ourselves many, many excuses. I have exams, I need to focus, I need to eat. I am young, I cannot fast because I am now in the phase where I should be eating to grow. The fasting food makes my stomach to like have troubles. And all of these excuses. I have to drink tea in the morning, otherwise I will have headache. All of these excuses, we say to ourselves and we accept it. But when we look at Daniel in the land of captivity, he puts all of us in embarrassment. Another good example with the issue of eating was the Lord Jesus Christ himself. On the mountain of temptation, Satan came to him, and the first temptation to him was, you have to eat. Why not you turn the rock into bread and eat? It's the same old temptation that he came with to Adam and Eve. Why you do not eat? But the Lord answered him and said that we live not only with the bread, but actually more and more with the word of God. This thinking should be in the mind of all of us. We live with the word of God. This is the food that makes us to live, not the earthly food which only for our flesh. Here the Lord is raising our minds to think about the heavenly food and about our spiritual life, and not to be only focused on eating and taking care of our flesh. Another example, good example of the issue of eating, was the widow of Zarephath and Elisha, Armalat Beit Saida Elia. At her time, there was a famine, and she was a widow, only living with her young child. She had a very little amount of oil and very little amount of flour. And she planned to cook it for the last time for herself and her child, so they will eat and afterward they will die. When the man of God, Elijah, came to her house, he asked her to cook for him first a piece of bread. At this moment, the woman was to take a decision. Either I will cook to the man of God and I will be starving, me and my kid, or I will choose to eat and take care of my family, and then I will ignore the man of God. It was again a temptation for her and a very difficult exam, but she passed in this exam successfully. She chose to put God first, and she chose to put the man of God first. She trusted that when she takes care of the man of God, God will take care of her. And this is exactly what happened. She cooked, she fed Elijah, and the oil and the flour never ran out from her house. She gave us a good example of trusting in God and not only caring about eating. It's a very interesting subject when we look at it and we learn from it from the Bible. Let us all look today and learn from these examples. Elijah, Abraham's servant, who had a clear mission in his life, and eating was not one of his goals. Daniel, who never seek so after excuses in order that he obeys God regarding eating and not to eat. The Lord on the mountain of temptation, when he taught all of us that we live with the word of God, and the widow of Zarephath, who chose to put God above herself and her family, and God then took care of her. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.